السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ الذی ہدانا لہذا وما کنا لنہتدی لولا ان ہدانا اللہ. اللہم صلی علی محمد کلما ذکرہ الذاکرون وصلی علی محمد کلما غفل عن ذکری الغافلون. اللهم علمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم. Respected elders and brothers, we have no knowledge but a little knowledge what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We are very, very fortunate to be Muslims. Islam is the correct religion. The glorious Quran is the last and final authentic book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst us. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can become a Nabi on their own. They are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, any good action we do, we see it is a command of Allah in the glorious Quran, or an authentic teaching of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the authentic hadith kitabs. We know the basic farais of Islam: 5 times salah, fajr, zohr, asr, maghrib, isha. We have to read every day of our life. We give zakat 2.5% once in a lunar year when we have in our savings amount equivalent to the zakat of nisab. Hajj once in a lifetime. That is, if we have the finances and the visa is granted easily. Similarly, we fast in the blessed month of Ramadan once a year. And we fast because it is the command of Allah in the glorious Quran. And how must we fast? We fast how our beloved Rasulullah taught us how to fast. The non-Muslim, whatever wrong things they do in their false places of worship, we ask them, why are you doing it? You see, I'm doing it because I see my father and grandfather doing it. And the non-Muslim also, they fast. But they fast whatever the incorrect, the false priests, the false monks, or the false religion that they are following. They blindly follow whatever the people tell them to do. So when the non-Muslim, when they fast, will see, they'll say, okay, I fast, I don't eat meat, but I drink water and have vegetables. Or sometimes they'll say, no, we fast in such a way that we have non-egg items. We can have biscuits or cakes, anything that does not have eggs, we surely eat that. But we Muslims, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1,447 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till today, how we fast is from the time of Subah Sadiq till sunset, we don't eat anything. But there is virtues of having sehri, eating something before the fast begins. This virtues of breaking iftar, having breaking the fast immediately 3 minutes after sunset, when the time sets in, we eat something. Now, what is the object of fasting? Do Allah Ta'ala just want to see us being hungry, staying away from food? Ya ayyuha allazina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala allazina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Oh, you believe, those that are Muslims, believe in the Quran, believe in our beloved Rasulullah, the last Nabi. Fasting has been ordained for you just as it was ordained for those before you, so that you may attain the quality of taqwa, piety. When we are fasting, we are asked to abstain from those things that are permissible. Halal for us. Water is permissible to drink, halal meat, etc. But when we are fasting, we abstain, we restrain from it. Similarly, we must also abstain from the haram and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is the fasting of the stomach, we don't eat. But the fasting of the eyes is we don't see anything haram. We go to our shopping centers for necessities. We are living in non-Muslim countries where the non-Muslim female dress very immorally and badly, especially in the summer months. So we control our gazes from looking at a ghair mahram woman. One is at public places. Today we got the cell phone in our hand, and the films, the immoral websites, whatever haram you can think of is available to see on the websites. Allah protect us. And certain call girls, the immoral woman, they advertise the services also on the social media. At the press of a button, you can make an appointment to an immoral woman and meet her to commit zina. May Allah protect us and protect everybody. The sin of the ears is we don't listen to haram. This is the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is the shield as long as one does not taint. Another hadith reads, Allah has no necessity for a person to leave eating and drinking when he does not abstain from false speech and sinful action. Mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, volume 1, page 255. So we have to abstain from sin also, which is very, very important. And the non-Muslim, they know the blessed month of Ramadan is our fasting month. To spoil our roza and fast, they'll have a professional soccer tournament or a cricket tournament or tennis, golf, whatever in the month of Ramadan. Even wrestling also in the month of Ramadan. This is a month of increasing our Quran Sharif recitation also. And if we see how much time we waste in watching professional sports, how much time we waste on the social media, that time could be dedicated to recite the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. The month of Ramadan is the month when the glorious Quran was revealed. And what is the object of the Quran? To guide mankind of those good actions that will make Allah happy, will make Rasulullah happy, We get the respect, but that on Iman, and Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus. And whose signs of guidance are absolutely clear, and the Quran is distinguished between truth and falsehood. During the golden era of Rasulullah, people used to worship idols, make tawaf around the Kaaba naked, bury the young daughters alive, the worst type of sins you can think of. Our Rasulullah came with the Quran, with the true message, the tawheed of Allah, that we don't worship idols, etc. And when truth came, after the people accepted Islam, and when the conquest of Makkah took place, the early Muslim had to go through a lot of sacrifice. They were expelled from the blessed city of Makkah. They were not allowed to reach Salah by the Haram. And Nabi Sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara. And then a time came when Muslims were large in number, and when conquest of Makkah took place, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَسَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ سَرُوقًا. The truth has came and the false has vanished. Now, this Islam is such a beautiful religion. We are all human, we are not angels. Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Allah Ta'ala tests different people, different types of sicknesses. No sickness is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sickness is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is another authentic teaching of Rasulullah, something similar to this. A Muslim experiences any inconvenience or difficulty, even the pricking of a thorn or a small cut, and you make sabr, you get reward for it. Our iman, our Muslim life between sabr and shukr. Favorable condition, we make shukr. Tested with some sickness, make sabr. And if somebody has a temporary sickness in the month of Ramadan, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, etc., and after a few days he regains his health, he must continue fasting. And after the month of Ramzan, they must keep qaza of that misfast. And if somebody is terminally ill, a permanent sickness, sickness is something also people need privacy. We don't have to ask them what sickness he got. That's between him and Allah and the doctor that he's consulting with. And sometimes in this world we are living, we have some misunderstanding with somebody or some dispute with somebody. And either person gets sick or something, yeah, he did this to me, Allah is punishing him, Allah is showing him. That those statements come from a jahil, ignorant person. A person have little bit knowledge of deen. We know Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam was tested with sickness. There's so many pious personalities of the past. In fact, not past Sahaba's time. In the past 50 years or 100 years, I've got the kitabs with me. And what sicknesses Allah tested them with. And we can't say Allah's azab came on them. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. We honor peace, tranquility is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give the sick person a tasbih. If you can make tayammum and wuzu on the bed, they can recite Quran, etc., pass the time like that. But if we don't want to give comfort to the sick person, don't make serious statements that will create an inconvenience to the sick person. You're supposed to give comfort, yeah, Allah is punishing you, we deserve that. We don't say things like that. Allah protect us. So whoever got a terminal sickness, terminally ill, they can give fitwa on the Jamiat websites and the Darul websites, the Sakat Nisab is there, the fidya amount is there, the Mehre Fatima amount is also there. Also very, very important that we abstain from sin not only in the month of Ramzan. Out of Ramzan also, we must abstain from guna. It's people that play professional sports. They train the whole year, they run, they do exercise, do the gym, so that when the time of that game comes, they are fit. If they stop training for 1 month, the coach tells them, we can't take you for that team. For our physical exercise, we make so much effort. For our spiritual need, where our Jannat and Jahannam lies, we cannot restrict it to the month of Ramzan. So what in the month of Ramzan, I'm an ordinary student. I'm not looking for followers or anything. But many senior ulama in the Darul Ulooms and even in our masjid, they sit for i'tikaf. And we in Springo, we are very fortunate. Mufti Ibrahim Salaji in Madrasa Talimuddin, he has majlis in the month of Ramzan. And throughout the year, on a Saturday after Asr also, he has majlis. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. All do that iman, fear Allah and stick to the company of the pious. وَاتَّبِئِ السَّبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلِيَّ. Follow those that will remind you of Allah, remind you of the sunnah teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make us do those actions that will give us Jannat and protect us from Jahannam. Today many of us speak, let's have unity among the Muslims. Why there's so much disunity if there's that? Now, the ulama ikram have to do amal bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Call the people towards good and stop them from evil. Now, we are reading 20 rakas tarawih for so many years. And especially blessed city of Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa. For the past 1,000 years or more, the imams were reading 20 rakats of tarawih. Now in few years, some bright spark comes, now must read 8 rakats. And we spend half an hour outside speaking with our friend, joking, laughing. Or we'll have a bride Saturday night, 1-2 hours around the bride. But 10 minutes extra in the masjid, either half is reading very slow. We'll make some comments. Now where is our way of thinking? We must love the Quran. And the sacrifice the Hufaz take to prepare for the Taraweeh, appreciate them. First of all, to become a Hafiz, they spend 5-6 years in a reputable Hifz class or the Darul Uloom. And then during the day they revise the lesson. Throughout the year they recite the lesson. And then they come in the Musalla and read. And don't look at how quickly the Taraweeh finish. Look at how beautiful they recite the Quran. The ruku and sajda must be done slowly, properly. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned many people reading salah for 50, 60 years, but not one salah is accepted because the ruku and sajda was not made correctly. Or the verses of the Quran were not recited correctly, properly. So we must love the ulama ikram, love the hufaz, and they read the Quran slowly. We say, mashallah, I'm so happy. Allah gave us such a beautiful hafiz, such a beautiful imam who recited beautiful Quran. The love of the Quran must guide us to spend extra time. And we in South Africa, we have such comfortable masjids with the best of carpets, best of aircon facilities, the best of wuzu, the best of ablution. It must not happen that our masjid become like a museum. Allah took me in Jamaat to some countries. I went to Brazil in the month of Ramzan with our late Ibrahim Padia rahmatullah alayhi. Big masjid like Springer Hills Masjid, some masjid bigger than this masjid. It was built by rich Arabs, but they did not have an afternoon maktab madrasa. They did not have a proper imam. The people first stopped reading Faraz Salah. Then they became ignorant because nobody to teach them Quran and Salah. And in these countries, we've seen with our own eyes, people don't even know how to read janazah salah. They don't know how to make nikah also. When they seen the jamaah, they had so much love and respect for us. They said in the graveyard, there's a mark we put. About 60 Muslims we buried without janazah salah. There was no imam to even read janazah salah. They took us to the graveyard to read janazah salah for them. The masjids are locked in the month of Ramzan. We have to find out who got the keys. And it's kept by some businessman in his shop. We told him the month of Ramzan is not even fast. He said, I don't know, it's Ramzan. They're offering us food and drinks in the month of Ramzan. Master Abdul Rahman, we personally witnessed this condition. And this Jamaat work is so important. Anything, we have a business, we have to make an effort, then it will stay. Deen also have to make an